Blog Talk Radio. Ferocious.
Yes, I do. I sound totally ferocious. Totally ferocious.
Oh, God. What a morning.
Mm-hmm.
My obliques hurt. Okay, so how are you?
Hush up.
How are you doing this morning, Ginger? Look, I saw you hushing and I asked you.
I am doing good so far. I'm tired, but I'm all right. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. You know, it's the middle of the week. It's just one of those. I'm here. I'm trying, but man, I'm tired. You know. Mhm. You know what I mean.
I'm trying to suck down this coffee. Okay. Lots of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know if they actually need this, but I don't know why. Okay, let's just say this is a stupid story. Okay, PlayStation, can y'all just do a new console, really? You know, you cannot be Nintendo. It doesn't work that way for you.
They can't?
No, they can't. Apparently, they don't know this. They have a new 500-gigabyte super slim PlayStation 3 that's due to arrive this month. We don't really care. Mine still sounds like a helicopter's landing in my house. I don't care. Sony has confirmed that there's a new PlayStation 3 unit that'll launch next week. It's a 500-gigabyte model, again, in super slim casing with 25% smaller, supposed to be 25% smaller than the current model. This hardware comes with a sliding disc cover and will be available in both black and white. Again, it is due for release for you UK people September 28th. On October 13th, they will also release a 12-gigabyte flash memory model with a dedicated 250-gigabyte HDD also set for release along with that. During the opening keynote of the Tokyo Game Show, which I believe is going on now, and sorry, Tokyo, we are kind of tired over here. We kind of missed out. It's been a long month for us already.
Yes, it has.
Sony also confirmed the PlayStation Plus service will come to the PlayStation Vita for those of you who've been waiting for it. Should have been at launch, PlayStation. Epic fail. Completing those that already pay for the service on PlayStation 3. Similar to the service on the PlayStation 3, PlayStation Plus for Vita will include an extra 1 gigabyte of online storage, automatic downloading of updates, and a selection of discounts on games and DLC. In Europe, the 500-gigabyte PlayStation 3 will retail for around €299 with a copy of FIFA 13, and a standalone 12-gigabyte unit will also sell for €229. In the U.S., the 500-gigabyte model will retail for $300 as part of a bundle with Assassin's Creed 3, which is due out in a mere few short weeks, October 25th. I cannot wait! The region will not get a release of the 12, or actually us, we will not get a release of the 12-gigabyte unit, but instead we'll get a 250-gigabyte super slim model, which will launch with a copy of Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, Game of the Year Edition, and a $30 voucher for the Dust 514 content. All of this is epically stupid, Sony.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
They're trying to compete with the Wii U that's coming out. That's why it's priced at $300. That's why they're coming out with a smaller model. They're trying to steal some of those dollars. And then they're doing PlayStation Plus. Let me hip you people out there to something about the Wii. Even though they did not do a great job with the community online play, we never paid for it, ever.
Exactly.
And they're stepping it up this time. There will be community online play. And notice there's been no mention of paying for it.
That is true. Because we've never done that with the Wii. Why would they start now?
This is a stupid idea. Even more stupid to me is the fact that it sounds to me like, and you can call and correct us if you're wrong, Sony, sounds like you will be paying for the PlayStation Plus on the Sony and the Vita. Does it transfer? If I have it on the PlayStation, can I have it on my Vita too? Do I have to pay for two?
You know, that's a very good question because I don't want to pay for both.
I know I don't. Y'all are just really pushing me away from this Castanet business. I mean, I like Castanets, click, 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 but no, this is working.
She likes Castanets, click, click, click.
I do.
Oh, I love our Corey. He's so cute. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, looks like there are some more people that are saying goodbye to Zyniga.
Uh-oh.
I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Another Zyniga executive exit stage left. Why not stage right? Why is it always stage left? Anyways, it looks like Zyniga has lost another high-profile executive to another company as the mass exodus of executive talent continues. Today, it's Oh My God Pops, OMG Pops, Wilson Kriegel, I don't know, who joined the company when Oh My God Pop was acquired earlier this year. In case you've forgotten, Oh My God Pop is the popular iOS title Draw Something, is who made the popular iOS title Draw Something. Kriegel served as the company's chief revenue officer and handled the business's development and marketing for the game. He's not said where he's going. VentureBeat broke the story apparently earlier yesterday. Kriegel joins the growing list of high-profile Zyniga employees who have left the company recently, including COO John Schaffert, anyways, Cityville General Manager Alan Patmore, Chief Creative Officer Mike Verdue, Vice Presidents Bill Mooney and Brian Burtwistle, and CTO Alan Linewand, and Chief Marketing Officer Jeff Karp. Man, that's a lot of people to be leaving. They're like, no, we see how this boat's going. We're the rats. We're getting off. Thanks. What's the line Cora always says? They don't want to be polishing the brass on the Titanic?
They are polishing the brass on the Titanic.
No, they took chips. They're like, no, sorry. we don't polish.
Well, I'm hoping that they manage a comeback. I do always root for the underdog, so Zyniga, you've officially become the underdog. Get it up. Mm-hmm. Get up and fight.
She said get it up.
Shush you. Here's a cool new game that I am kind of excited about and I may want to try to play because I'm all about some scavenger hunting. I don't know why. And I've never done one. It just the idea always seems fun to me. But Forage is the new game that I'm talking about. It's a mobile scavenger hunt game that has already been used by companies like Web Trends, VSP Global, Responsees, and the Mobile Marketing Association to add both fun and value to their conferences. In addition to traditional in-person events and conferences, Forage is also being used for programs targeting online communities. ModCloth.com, an online clothing, accessories, and decor retailer that emphasizes fun and community, hosted a month-long event using Forage on its site in August. We may have to bother them for one of our picks and Easter shows. About a year ago, a client came to us with the challenge of improving the often awkward dynamic between attendees and vendors at conferences. Forage was designed to solve the problem, but the platform is so flexible that it actually has allowed for a wide variety of new experiences for people. This is from Mickey Slater, who's a director of Experience Fight. Forage is the creation of Fight, a specialized marketing services agency in Portland, Oregon, one of my favorite places. Fight works with its clients to tailor the game specifically to each event by creating customized challenges that attendees compete for points and prizes. These challenges are designed to get attendees interacting with event sponsors, vendors, and other attendees in fun new ways, as well as to enhance attendees' attendees' experience and create value for organizers and exhibitors. For example, a challenge might be used to help attendees experience all parts of an event, like take a photo of the social hour in full swing, provide feedback on the conference, submit a photo of your favorite session, segment the attendees into useful groups, take a photo of a number that represents how long you've been in your current job, and pretty much anything else that the conference planners can think of. With Forage, they say we've had double the response in terms of number of players compared to our last scavenger hunt, which was played via text. Now, this is from Megan Walsh, who's the Director of Retention Marketing at ModCloth.com. She says Forage's challenge leaderboard and like capability allows players to interact with each other's submissions in a way other platforms don't. The scavenger hunt seems to be the sweet spot of focused interaction, beautiful imagery, and product storytelling that resonates with our customers. It has enabled some really interesting submissions that confirms our mission to involve our customer and our brand storytelling. Okay, so all this sounds ultimately cool. You can read the rest of this, of course, at our site. I would like to see them do something for a game company. Why game companies don't do this, I don't know. Could a good scavenger hunt at something like a PAX or an RTX, where the prize would be, you know, you get entered to win, I don't know, a year's worth of games from games. I mean, something that would really make people want to participate. Imagine if we had a scavenger hunt that didn't just extend into the extended outside of the convention center at RTX.
Ooh.
Where we had to go like to the state capitol, and then, you know, we had to go to Moonshine, which I love, and, you know, and had to do certain things, or they had left certain things there for you to get. That would be so much fun.
That would be. That would be totally so much fun.
I know some of you are against the whole LARPing thing, but LARPing can actually be fun when everybody cooperates and some of you are not running around spouting out Eminem lyrics.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got the whole debates and presidential debates and all this other fun stuff going on, and, well, we've got all the people pushing for the marijuana stuff going on, so I had to read this one.
Pushing for the marijuana stuff.
For the marijuana stuff. For the marijuana stuff. People, I have no energy today. I'm so sorry. It's going to be, yeah. Cheech and Chong's The Fatty App released. GamePolitics.com. It's all the talk of legalization, the use of marijuana at the state level and federal level for and against. It seems only appropriate that the 70s most iconic stoner comedy team should release an app on Android and iOS. Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong have teamed up with the developer Metal Mobile to create and deploy Cheech and Chong's The Fatty. The app is a mix of gags, gameplay, and fun, but useless utilities for the modern age stoner. Its odd feature list includes a clock that remains at 420, a game that lets you fly the Nice Dreams ice cream truck through space while avoiding Sergeant Zdenko and the LAPD, Kush notifications that remind you about important things you might have forgotten, like putting on pants, news from the ProPot publication The Chronic, and access to the head shop where you can buy music, movies, and Cheech and Chong merchandise. Awesome. All right, so if you want this, you can head over to CheechandChong.com to get it. You want this? Yeah, I may have to get it just because, you know, I liked Cheech and Chong back in the day. Man, they're like old stoners now, but they're still hilarious.
I don't know that I paid much attention to either of them. I knew who they were and, you know, what their shtick was, but I wasn't.
They are pretty much one of the good reasons that I never tried any of that fun stuff, because while they were hilarious, they were always into trouble or something. Yeah. Something was going wrong, and I was like,
see,
that just seems like too much of a hassle. I'm too lazy to be a stoner. I'm sorry.
See, Ginger, you just hit the nail on the head. Everybody thinks that they, you know, they legalize marijuana, everybody's going to smoke it. Most people don't want to smoke it. We just like to laugh at the people who do. You know, we don't.
Yeah, exactly. I laugh at the people who do, and I don't care that they do. I laugh at them. I'm like, you realize y'all go through all this trouble, and it just doesn't seem worth it to me.
Yeah, even though they think it's easy being a stoner, it's not.
Whoa, I mean, cause they're constantly hiding it from people, and oh my God, you know, I heard that they're going to do random tests at work now, and da-da-da-da, and so-and-so made, you know, brownies, and I ate them, and yeah, it was so much fun, but then they spent like the next 2 weeks freaking out. Am I going to lose my job? Really, is it worth it?
No.
It wasn't worth it.
It's not the kind of trouble I want to be in.
No, I'm too lazy. I'd much rather just, you know, stay home and play video games. Thanks.
Yeah, see, that's a true gamer. Stoner gamer, whatever you want.
You know, I can get that whole relaxed feeling by eating pizza and playing video games.
See? Not everybody wants to smoke it up.
Exactly, and I don't have to smell like smoke. It's great.
Yep. I do, however, smell like plastic wrap from opening games, so.
Man, cellophane smells good.
Okay, I thought that was just me that liked the smell of cellophane.
No, cellophane cream smells so good.
You know what I think it is for me is that when I get it, the names come in, so I'm like all excited. I was like, oh, the smell.
New game. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. New game smell. New game smell.
Ah, that's a new shirt. Let us bask in the new game swell for a moment.
Yes.
So I got a question for you.
Okay.
Whatever happened to the iPad Mini?
I don't. Oh, wait, no, you're smacking Jay in my hand. Wait, whose hand are you smacking?
Both of you, because you're bad little boys and girls.
Oh, okay. No. So tell me about it.
Oh, I don't know. They're saying the iPod Touch is supposed to be, you know, the iPad Mini. And then there's a company, Digital Foundry, that's doing their own little version of the iPad Mini. But that's not what I want to tell you about. I just wanted to skate over that for a minute. That was a quick story. Not really worth going into deep detail. However, I got kind of three here in a row. I'm going to run together. Okay, so Apple has opened 5 new stores in preparation for the iPad 5 launch. MacRumors reports that 3 of those shiny new shops will open for the first time on iPhone launch day. This is a disaster waiting to happen. A new Californian Bakersfield outlet will be the company's 52nd in the state. The iPhone 5 has already, of course, been a massive hit for Apple, with 2 million pre-orders sold in 24 hours and a serious jump in the share prices. And I own no shares in Apple. That is bad, bad, Corey. Also, speaking of other mobile stores that are going to be opening, PlayStation Mobile is going to be opening a store, or actually their PlayStation Mobile store is going to be going live October 3rd. They're saying they have over 30 games that are due out for the tablets, smartphones, and such. Sorry, I'm having trouble talking. It's going to be available here in the U.S., Japan, and Europe. Prices have been confirmed for Japan as between 850 yen, and that's about 63 cents here. Gosh, their yen always makes it seem like they're spending a lot of money, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You got your, 38 cents in euros, and then you got $10 here, 650 in euros, with a variety of titles similar in titles and familiar action, puzzle, sports, and simulation genres. Hardware from Sharp and Fujitsu have also been added to the Certified Devices Program, alongside you people out there at HTC's, Sony Ericsson's, Asus, and Wikipad. PlayStation Mobile is Sony's games offering for smartphone and mobile tablets running on the Droid platform, and previously known as PlayStation Suite. In an interview earlier this year, Sony's Jim Ryan told GI International that over 50 different software houses were creating product for the service, which he says saw as a gateway for users unfamiliar with Sony's software catalog. The PlayStation Mobile SDK will be released to developers this November with a licensing agreement of only $99 for the year, not for a month, which is not bad, I guess.
No, it's not bad.
You do it right, you can recover that in under, you know, an hour with your first game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am impressed with them. Now, this impresses me, Sony. The castanets was not impressing me. This impresses me, because then I can pull out my Droid, me and Optimus, and we can play some something. I don't know what we're going to play yet, but we're going to get it done.
You're going to get it done?
Get it done.
Hmm. All right, well, I guess that'll be interesting. I'm sorry, something is going on behind me, and it's got me a little bit distracted. Guild Wars 2 players gets free Mac OS X beta. We have served a fair share of negative news about Guild Wars 2. You know what? I watched videos of Guild Wars 2 last night. I don't care how much bad news you give me about that game. I want to play it.
Really?
I want to play it so bad, I can't stand it. We're always eager to mention something good about the game, which by most accounts is a pretty awesome game experience, bannings and hacking schemes aside. You know, people, if you're not stupid, you won't get hacked. Usually. the good news is that beta of the popular online RPG is coming to Mac OS X today. Guild Wars 2 beta will be connected to the game's main live servers, which will allow Mac and Windows users' computers to play together, according to publisher NCSoft. That's awesome. Also, the Mac beta is free to anyone who bought the PC version of the game. To use it, players will have to activate their game code and use the Guild Wars 2 account management site to gain access to the beta client. The beta was made possible through ArenaNet's partnership with Transgaming, a company known for its great work on porting PC games to the Mac. Anyone who purchases Guild Wars 2 today and going forward will be able to play it on both PC and Mac, and the game will be a universal purchase even after the Mac beta closes.
Well, that is nice.
Yeah, so players only need to buy the game once to use it on either platform. That's awesome.
That's quite nice.
Yeah, you want more news about that? That's guildwars2.com. Seriously, I spent hours watching videos last night of Guild Wars 2. And
oh, Ginger,
that are
that's gamer prawn. Don't do it.
I want to play so badly. Oh. If I were still packing, I would already have it on my computer. I want it so bad.
Oh, no, no, no.
I may email them and be like, you know, you love me.
Ginger.
It is so hot. Have you seen the videos? Have you seen the quality of the gameplay?
Ginger, I can't do it because I've been in there before. I know what it is. I know what it looks like, and it's not what it looks like. Yeah.
And have you seen the world versus world versus world versus world versus world PvP?
I stress to you again, it is not what it looks like. That's how they get you.
The three, there's siege battles, castles like Dark Age.
Kids, not listen to me. No, it is not like that. They just make it look that way. What?
So hot. It's not so hot. I want to play so badly. I can't stand it.
See, I tried.
I want to play so badly. And
I tried.
I walked past it in Walmart the other day, and I was like, oh, I need this. I need this. I do. I feel like I'm like, you know, one of those druggies. I'm going through, you know, the whole little fiendin' thing. It's like, oh, I know what happens if I get this. I know the road.
No, you're going to call me and be mad at me and say, why didn't you tell me? I didn't know it was this. Da, da, da. See, that's how they
I can't wait to play. I want to play. You know, I have Guild Wars 1. I played Guild Wars 1 for quite a while.
You like it?
I liked it.
See how you paused there? That's exactly why
I didn't like that there wasn't an open world. But that whole 3 versus 3 PvP,
it still won't be in an open world.
I want that so badly. Have you seen it? Have you seen the video?
I've seen it, and I stress to you again.
And the PvE against dragons?
She does not listen.
God.
She don't listen.
Seriously.
She don't listen.
I have to have fresh panties after talking about this.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
It's that hot.
I am done. I am done for the day.
I want to play. I want to play.
Cut.
Didn't y'all love me? Didn't y'all love me out there? Guild Wars 2. My birthday's coming up.
Her birthday is coming up as it snows, but I'm done with you for that comment you just made.
Seriously, it is that beautiful, that gorgeous of a game.
I am done talking for the rest of the day. You did not hear me. You can do the rest of the news. I'm done. I'm finished. Complete.
Work complete. You know you love me. You know you love me.
Look, I had to reach back to the original Warcraft. Work complete. I'm done. Wrong. Okay. Wait a minute. I don't know if I can share this with y'all. Sometimes we got some stuff I'm not supposed to be open. I've been saying stuff. Yeah, no, I can't tell y'all about none of these. Okay. God, there's a lot of them. This sucks. Okay. Moving along to the next story. Okay. Stumbled Upon has changed some things I'm not sure that I like.
What'd they change?
Well, see, you messed Jay's head up. You messed Jay's head up, Justin. I'm just telling you.
Oh, did I?
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Yeah. Yeah, my comment doesn't sound so bad earlier, does it? All right. Stumbled Upon
my bad, Jay.
For iPhone and iPad offers iOS users a fresh, colorful, and personalized twist on the now 10-year-old practice of thumbing through the best web the web has to offer. Released just today, the app sports a brand new head-to-toe look, a stumble-centric navigation experience for instant gratification, a modified home screen for alternative ways to stumble. Yeah, right. And new trending slide and stumble DNA features that make for a faster, more personalized browsing experience. I am not pleased, I got to tell you. Stumbled Upon was founded back in 2002 and is the resurrected startup that helps people uncover interesting photos, articles, and videos, much like Pinterest and Facebook all mashed up together. A little Google Plus dash added in. The web exploration company, which was purchased by eBay in 2007, then sold back to its owners in 2009. What does that tell you? Now has more than 25 million users and is growing fastest on mobile. The new Stumble Upon experience for iOS looks and feels like no other product the veteran company has released to date, and that's quite intentional. Cody Sims, who's the vice president over at Stumble Upon, said the app is the first step in really imagining our product line. We look at how we could improve the navigation while bringing a new element of fun and fluidity to the experience overall. You cannot. It's just – anyway. So if you want to check that out, you can go over, go to your app store on your particular device, Android or iPad or whatever it is that you use, and download the new Stumbled Upon app. I am not pleased because it's pretty much the same standard fare from all of the social networking things. I don't see anything.
Yeah. All right. Where to go? Skip the crunches and dance your way to toned abs with Zumba Fitness Core, launching October 16th, just 3 days after my birthday. Majesco, Majesco Entertainment announces today Zumba Fitness Core, the first and only video game designed to sculpt your abs within an exhilarating dance fitness total body workout. It's going to be launching in North America for $39.99 on both the Wii system and Xbox Kinect. Take a look at the newest addition to the hit video game franchise that has sold more than 8 million copies worldwide with the latest batch of Zumba Fitness Core screenshots, which you can get over on GameAndHX.com. Check out in-game venues, superstar Zumba instructors, and exclusive gameplay. Zumba Fitness Core features 40 new songs and 30 routines, 33 international dance styles from around the world, and hot new choreography designed to sculpt stronger abs through a total body workout. Party your abs off as celebrity Zumba instructors guide you through routines set to a range of current chart-topping hits, era classics, exclusive re-records, and genre-blending fusion tracks that, together with new Zumba original songs, deliver the most diverse range of dance styles of any Zumba fitness game to date. Yay! All right, so you can choose from 45 different preset classes or customize your workout to suit your preference. New fitness features include nutrition and lifestyle tips, plus personal goals you can work towards to keep motivated. Skip the crunches and dance your way to tight-toned abs with this engaging new interactive fitness experience. All right, so again, it's launching October 16th for the Wii and the Xbox 360 Kinect. A playable Kinect demo is already available on Xbox Live, so head over there and check that out. You know, I keep saying I want to try this, but I haven't. And I heard it's really good, but you also said it'll kick your butt, right?
Oh, Zumba? Ooh. If you're really trying to lose weight, let me put it this way. Of all the games that are out, and we probably should do a rundown. We have a lot of stuff to do. We can add this to our list of the best fitness games. But if you did them from, you know, best to worst, Zumba's the top as far as helping you get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wii Fit comes in there because it has the scale and all that. It actually helps you. You know if you're losing weight, your body mass. And it does help with your, what is that thing I like? The thing that they put into Wii Fit that tells you, the reason why so many older people have a problem walking, they need walkers, is because they don't keep up their lower body strength, and Wii Fit helps you develop that. And it does work. I notice my posture is a lot better when I'm doing the Wii Fit stuff. But Zumba, as far as your exercise, working out, getting your cardio in, and getting you in shape quickly, it works, but it's hard. Second to that one would be Just Dance 3. And I don't mean doing the little cutesy dance, you ladies, you know, doing the Beautiful Liar by Beyonce and Shakira. I'm talking about you pick those songs and you do the single dancer. It's just you. And, yeah, I want to talk to the person that can do that song Tightrope and not be out of breath, do the dance. And Dance Central does not even touch any of these. Dance Central is strictly just fun. I mean, if you like to see the old dances, you know, from the ages, great. That's what it's for. It's for fun. But exercise-wise, if you go from Just Dance to Dance Central to Just Dance, it's going to kill you. And then if you just go from Dance Central to Zumba, oh, my God, make sure you have the paramedics on standby. And 2 to 3 minutes of a song on Zumba Fitness, ooh. But you're going to look good when you're done.
Awesome.
That's assuming you can stand up. I'm just warning y'all ahead of time. I'm not trying to stave you off. I'm not saying don't do your fitness. And now is when you should be doing it because, you know, the holidays are coming, like Ginger said, the cornbread, the stuffing, all that stuff is coming. And it's much more fun to eat when you know that you have already lost the pre-10 pounds you're going to gain. So you'll be right back at normal when the holidays are over.
Exactly.
Well, we got some people that retired today.
Tired or retired?
They're tired and they're retired. The BioWare co-founder, sorry guys, that was mean. Doctors Greg Zuschuk and Ray Mazuka have left BioWare. They retired.
They retired?
Yes, that means I hope they finished the Dragon Age 3 before they left. Okay, so anyway, in separate messages posted on the studio's official website, Zuschuk and Muzyaka explained their decisions as well as talked about what they were going to be doing next. According to GI International, after nearly two decades in video games, Muzyaka explained, I've decided to move on to pursue an entirely different set of challenges. This has been an incredibly difficult decision to make. After thinking about it for many months, I made the decision to retire from video games back in April of this year. At that time, I provided 6 months' notice to EA to help enable a solid transition for my teams at BioWare. Muzyaka is retiring from games entirely and is stepping into the field of social impact investment with the goal of helping make the world a better place. Specific causes in which he will be getting more involved include education, healthcare, and animal rights. What about human rights? You know what? I'm tired of y'all people with the animal rights. I know the animals need a voice, but there's some people right now that are laying on the street that don't have any clothes or food, and they need a voice too. Go out there and help them.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
Anyway, he also says, I believe strongly in the power of free enterprise to enable sustainable change, so my next chapter will likely focus on an entirely new industry, something exciting, different, and frankly downright scary, investing and mentoring new entrepreneurs. Everybody's doing that. That's not new and scary. And more specifically, the field of social impact investing. Zuschuk is also stepping away from the gaming industry, saying, I'm not going to be working in games for a while, and there's a strong possibility that I won't be back. In the short term, Zuschuk said he'll be spending more time with his family and friends to pursue his passion for crafting beer. Including working on a web-based interview show called The Beer Diaries. I guess that's what you can do when you are rich. You can just decide to run off and craft beer. He says, after nearly 20 years working at BioWare, I've decided it's time to move on and pursue something new. He said this decision isn't without significant pain and regret, but it's also something I know I need to do for myself and for my family. I've reached an unexpected point in my life where I no longer have the passion that I once did for the company, for the games, and for the challenge of creation. As for the studio's future, both developers expressed faith. And the team that has assembled with Zuschuk, saying BioWare's foundation in its core values, passion, and professionalism remains in the very fiber of the company. They say one thing that they're confident about is that we build a great team and that will continue to succeed long after we're gone. From what we've seen over the past months, you can attest that the best is yet to come. The teams at BioWare Studios have many more fantastic products on the horizon for our great community. It's no longer your community. Get out. Don't call us ours. In their notes, the doctors also thanked each other, BioWare's employees, the fans, EA, which acquired BioWare along with Pandemic Studios back in 2007. Guys, good luck with your beer crafting and whatever it is you're going to do. We're sorry to see you go, but get out.
Yeah.
We got nothing else for you. Leave your security key at the front desk, please. Bye.
She's saying bye. She's saying get out.
I'm mad because you know they're going to screw up Mass Effect after this, and Old Republic is going to go awry, and so is Dragon Age. Wait a minute. Is Dragon Age BioWare? No, that's Bethesda. Never mind. Forget about that one. But, yeah, you know it's going to go bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You could be right. You could very well be right. Okay. AT&T looks like they're about to get in another fight. Open Internet groups to file formal complaint with FCC against AT&T over FaceTime app. Open Internet groups are banding together against AT&T for its new policy on Apple's FaceTime application, and they say they will take the fight directly to the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, with a formal complaint. They claim that AT&T is forcing customers to sign up for a new shared data plan to use the popular video-to-video call app They claim that AT&T is forcing customers to sign up for a new shared data plan to use the popular video-to-video call app violates net neutrality rules.
Ooh.
AT&T changed its policy because FaceTime used to be a Wi-Fi-only app, but recent changes in the program now allow it to work over phone networks. Free Press, Public Knowledge, and New America Foundation's Open Technology Institute told AT&T this week that they will file a complaint with the FCC for violating network neutrality rules. AT&T's decision to block FaceTime unless a customer pays for voice and text minutes she doesn't need is a clear violation of the FCC's open internet rules. This is coming from Free Press Policy Director Matt Wood. He says it's particularly outrageous that AT&T is requiring this for iPad users, given that this device isn't even capable of making voice calls. AT&T's actions are incredibly harmful to all of its customers, including the deaf, immigrant families, and others with relatives overseas who depend on mobile video apps to communicate with friends and families. Amen. A totally flippin' men. I mean, especially wow. if you can use it for, if you can use Wi-Fi, I don't understand why you need minutes and text minutes and all this for that. AT&T, don't be greedy little bastages. Come on.
Well.
Did your mama teach you any better?
Apparently their mama taught them nothing. And I don't understand this need to have all the money. What are you going to do with it? When the zombie apocalypse comes, the zombies are not going to care about your money.
You can't take it with you, people.
The zombies going to bite you whether you're rich or poor. Zombie,
yeah.
Just saying. I think you all should keep that in mind, AT&T.
Yeah.
All right. Oof. I'm all kinds of distracted. I had a good story to tell you, but I forgot. Okay. Where is my story? I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to cut you.
She did it.
I'm going to cut
what?
You.
What? Why are you going to cut me?
I'm going to cut you. I am going to cut you.
Don't hear this. She's threatening me. Not into
this. Yeah, they hear it. That's why they're going to back up with their hands in the air. They know what's going to happen.
So not nice threatening me.
All right, you people on Xbox Live, get ready to hack and slash. Raw Realms of Ancient War is released. It's going to be released today on Xbox Live and on the European PlayStation Network. The game will release here in the U.S. for the PlayStation Network on the 25th. We'll have a video up here shortly on our site. Raw, which is Realms of Ancient War, brings players to a continent ruined. Yeah, I'm going to be able to talk here in just a minute. Ruined by a never-ending violent war, and is a true and pure hack and slash that offers intense and challenging combat while displaying an impressive number of enemies on screen. You can take control of a powerful warrior, a dark sorcerer, or a stealthy rogue and plunge into an action-packed quest. The world of Raw leads players through many diverse levels in every corner of the content, whether they are alone or in two-player co-op. Along your quest, you'll be able to develop your skills of whatever character you pick through experience gained from violent battles, as well as weapons and magic items looted from the lifeless bodies of your opponents. Players will learn new powers and devastating spells, some of which, when mastered, will allow players to inflict tremendous amounts of damage. Arr! I had to throw that pirate in there. And eradicate several dozen enemies at once, imperative for enemies that rally in hordes to fight, like zombies. All the power granted will never be more than enough to exterminate a large group of enemies, but thanks to the special ability of Incarnation, players will be able to take direct control of the body of the most powerful foe, seeding discord and destruction right at the heart of enemy armies.
Yay!
You can invite a friend to join an exciting co-op where coordination and teamwork are essential ingredients in victory. Again, it is now available on Xbox Live in the European territories in the U.S., and on PlayStation Network in Europe. Again, us you PlayStation people here in the U.S. have to wait a couple more days. The game will also be released for download on PC on October the 4th. Right.
Awesome. So not too far from my birthday. Just, you know.
Well, it's already out.
Yeah. That's true. All right.
Hint, Ginger, it's already out.
Is it already out?
Do you want it?
I might.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Alright, Slaver Monsters game character brought to life on Sci-Fi Face-Off.
Did you say Slaver Monsters?
Flavor.
Okay, so I was like Slaver.
Slaver Monsters.
What is a Slaver Monster? I don't think I've ever heard of a Slaver Monster.
Yeah. Truth, the largest national smoking prevention campaign for youth, and Rod Maxwell, the Wishing Well, Face Off Season 3 contestant and special effects consultant, is who, what, is in a custom vignette for the, is it vignette?
Vignette.
For the sci-fi original reality competition series Face Off, Rod Maxwell brought to life the strawberry flavor monster from the Flavor Monsters game. An accomplished, self-taught special effects artist and director, Rod transformed Truth Tour writer-manager Edwin Contreras into the Strawberry Flavor Monster. The Flavor Monsters game transports users into a not-too-distant future where flavor monsters are attacking Earth. The flavor monsters are creatures that represent the added flavorings in tobacco, players work to defeat these monsters, thereby stopping the monster invasion. The game will feature multiple skill levels, each of which will feature a different series of colorful flavored monsters to be defeated. An accompanying sealed manual contains data on all the monsters, along with the relevant tobacco-related facts and details on the tools that can be used to defeat the monsters. To round out the user experience, Truth embarks on its first ever gaming tour this August. At each stop, Truth's crew of young adult tour riders speak directly with teens and young adults, educating them about the marketing tactics of the tobacco industry and health effects and addictiveness and social consequences of tobacco. At gaming conventions, an interactive booth called 45 Flavors allows attendees to play the game on site, get their picture taken with a flavor monster, booth sample and buy Truth-related gear and products, and take part in a special video virtual simulation that will give attendees the experience of being part of the actual Flavor Monsters game. All of the activities around the booth experience are geared towards recruiting future monster hunters and educating people about flavor monsters as a way to reinforce messaging about the tobacco industry's use of flavorings in tobacco products. All right, so if you're interested in this, levels 1 through 5 of the Flavor Monsters game are now available for free for iOS and Android devices, with additional levels coming soon. Awesome.
Yay!
I don't know what to think about this, honestly. I've never smoked in my life, and I don't really care about what the flavors are. I'm kind of concerned, you know, are telling these kids that, you know, you can get cigarettes that are flavored like candy, is that going to encourage them more than discourage them?
Well, I can say that I tried to smoke once when I was 12, and it gave me a horrible headache, and it didn't taste too well. But I did used to love me some cigarette bubble gum, I will not lie to you.
I do remember the cigarette bubble gum. Yeah.
I ate the hell out of some cigarette bubble gum.
I only had it a couple of times as a kid, but, I mean, my mom smoked when I grew up, and I hated it. Oh, my God, I hated it. And
you know, I'm going to tell you how you stop somebody from smoking. Well, this worked for my grandmother. My grandmother smoked when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying there was a particular house that she was in love with. She always wanted to buy this house,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they wanted a steep down payment. So I came in the house one day with a piece of paper that added up the amount of packs of cigarettes that she's bought, because she smoked since she was 16 up until that
mm-hmm.
time. And I added up the amount of cigarettes and how much money she spent on cigarettes and showed her there's a down payment for that house you wanted.
And you smoked it.
And you smoked it, and she stopped smoking that day and never smoked again. That's been like 16, 17 years ago. She's not picked up another cigarette since.
You know, and I know that the other half of my relationship smokes when he thinks I don't think he, mm-hmm. like, he doesn't think I know. But I smell it. I don't care. You just want it, and I smell it. And it doesn't even have to be around me. At work and in some little shop somewhere, comes home, you smoked. How do you know? I can smell it. It's just, I can't say that I like that. I like the smell of like tobacco smoke, like the good stuff, the stuff you get in the pipes, whatnot. But I've never wanted to smoke in my life.
Oh, I love to smell a pipe. Oh man, I love the smell. I don't want to smoke them, but I love the way they smell.
No, if I could get like an air freshener that made that smell without actually putting out smoke. Oh my god.
Yes, love it.
Oh my god.
Cigars.
Yeah. Yes. But I don't. I have no want to smoke. It's kind of disgusting. Why would you put that stuff in your lungs? There's enough nasty stuff in the air, driving behind cars and 18-wheelers and whatnot. That
I'm going to start wearing oxygen masks, personally.
Exactly.
I'm just going to start wearing it. Oxygen is nice and tasty.
Anyway, you know, if you're interested in this game again, I'm sorry. We got a little off topic.
Wait,
like monsters.
Jay says, I was a pack-a-day cigarette bubblegum abuser. I'm on the patch now. Jolly Rancher patches don't count, okay? Oh man, can you eat some chewy anyway, I'm good.
Now and laters. Oh my god.
Ooh. No, honey. You're from the South. You know we don't say it that way. It's now laters.
Oh god.
Wait a minute, let me get real Southern. It's nah laters if you're from the South. It's nah laters.
So good. So good.
Oh man, now I want some of the dang it, why do y'all do this to me?
I know. I was like, you know, now I'm thinking about candy. I'm pulling out another handful of peanuts here.
Dang. Okay. So you. Okay. So we have told you all what goes on the internet stays on the internet. It's not like Vegas where it disappeared. Yeah, I would say a new company has made that even more true. This morning, according to VentureBeat, a company called Nip has launched its historical power track for Twitter, which will give developers the ability to search, find, analyze, and compare all the tweets ever written, even ones that were written before the developer in question started scraping.
Oh, wow!
Oof. It's the same level of access the Library of Congress got when it started archiving and storing all Twitter data, but this time it's commercially available. There are a handful of companies that have collected some portion of Twitter data, said NIP COO Chris Moody in a meeting with VentureBeat just yesterday. He says, we were able to do it because we partnered with Twitter on it. The data will make it possible for anyone working with them, that is, to parse a huge historical archive of tweets and look for patterns. Did tweets have a real correlation to the 2008 election results? How about the iPhone 3GS launch and first week sales? Using that kind of information, an analyst can better forecast expected results for current events. Ooh, 4.5 years ago, I guess, the company was founded on the idea that data would be insanely valuable, that people would do amazing things with it, said Moody. And that's not what he said. There were some, you know, some words we can't say during the daytime in there. He says, and we wanted to fuel all those applications. We asked Moody the billion-dollar question, what if there turns out to be no or very little correlation? What if tweets turn out to be just so much hot air, totally useless for predictive analysis? He says, we have many risky things about our business, but that's not one of them. He says, we spend all day, every day, talking to people who are finding gold mines in this data. They're so excited, and they're investing so much. Maybe we're deceiving ourselves, but if that turned out to be the case, we fold up and go home because we were founded on the idea that data is valuable. It is. Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. Still... Stop singing those Schoolhouse Rock songs. Those of you who missed that.
No, never.
Still, NIP isn't doing the analysis itself, and it doesn't have too much control over where the magic happens. Calling this company's bread and butter just the plumbing of online data analysis, Moody says some of our customers have a million plus rules that they will use to filter data. If we miss a single tweet, that could cost a customer $1 million. But if NIP could make its own use cases, the company would probably focus less on sales forecasting and more on global events with huge human impact. They try to predict where the next political revolution was going to happen or how the election might turn out. Go check them out if you're interested. I think this is interesting but kind of scary at the same time.
Yeah. I think that's kind of, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see. I think that would be really kind of cool.
It is cool. I was able to go back and pull up our very first tweet for Gamer Girls Radio. It was something like, this is cool, or something like that.
You know, there used to be a website that you could do that, because I used to post over on a video game website, and I posted there for years. And we'd have these long, drawn-out arguments about who said what, who did what, and we couldn't find the post. We'd go to this website, and we'd search, and we'd find the exact post. To be like years. It was like some kind of web crawling memorization thing. It was awesome.
I think it's web crawler. I know what you're talking about, because our site is on there from the very first one. Oh man, our site was hideous that first one. Gave it nation.
Yeah, I hate going back and seeing the stuff I used to write and say when I was like 18 and just getting into MMOs. Oh my god. I was such a little kid. Anyway, Marvel's The Avengers. Seriously, and it was like 18 when I started playing MMOs, and I'm 30 now, so. Marvel's The Avengers Assemble on iOS, Mac, and Android today for Zen Pinball. Yay! Zen Pinball 2 now available for the Mac App Store. Just in time for next week's huge Blu-ray DVD release. Who still uses Blu-ray? Anyways, today Zen Studios released Marvel's The Avengers Pinball Table as an app DLC for Zen Pinball on the app Apple App Store and Zen Pinball THD on Google Play for $1.99. The table is also released for Zen Pinball 2 on the Mac App Store for just $2.99. I can't talk. Marvel's The Avengers table reflects the events of this summer's blockbuster film, pitting all six Avengers against Loki's invasion of Earth. Nick Fury commands a team of Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, and Hawkeye. Each character represented by a customized ball that echoes his or her own appearance and power set. Zen Pinball is now available on the Mac App Store as a free platform download, and now comes with the Sorcerer Lair's table, absolutely free for all players. In addition to the Marvel's The Avengers table, the Infinity Gauntlet, World War Hulk, and Fear Itself tables are available as individual in-app DLC purchases for just $2.99 each. Zen Pinball 2 features frequent DLC releases, hot seat multiplayer, rule sheets, achievements for each table, and the ability to remap controls. And you know what? Now I want to play a pinball game. I'm going to have to go find me one. I do like me some pinball. Anyways, Marvel's The Avengers on iOS, Mac, and App an app, and Android today. Yay, I can't talk.
Okay.
Seriously, tripping over every word.
Aww. Wait a minute now. I was not prepared for you to be done that soon.
Oh, my bad. You need me to do another one? I can do another one?
I was thinking it was longer. I was like, okay, that's a nice story. How far is she going? Oh, she's done.
I can do another one.
Well, no.
Okay.
Apparently, this whole patent dispute thing, it's not over.
Oh, it's not?
Nope. The U.S. International Trade Commission is launching an investigation into possible patent infringements Apple may have committed against Motorola.
Really? You people, are y'all still going at it?
Stop already. Okay, so the federal agency today announced it is looking at Apple's iPhones, iPods, iPads, and personal computers after Motorola last month filed a complaint accusing the Cupertino-based firm of violating patents held on wireless.
I'm sorry, is the corner too round or something this time, you know? Wait. Mine's a little more square.
They're accusing the firm of violating patents held on wireless communication devices, portable music players, and more. The ITC specified that during the launch of the investigation does not mean it has decided on the merits of the case, and that a target date for completing the investigation will be set within 45 days. Both Motorola and Apple are coming off high-profile victories in patent disputes. Last month, Apple won its smartphone and patent lawsuit against Samsung as a jury sided with the iPad maker to the tune of $1
billion. Did you do the whole pinky?
I did do the pinky.
Okay, awesome.
Earlier this year, an ITC judge ruled that Microsoft violated four Motorola-held patents with the Xbox 360 and recommended import bans on the 4G and 250-gigabyte models of the system. I knew that they were going to do... I knew they were going to do something like this. I knew it, that the U.S. wasn't going to be happy. Because you see, here's what it looks like. Okay, you ruled in favor of – who did they rule in favor of, Apple over in China, or did they rule in favor of Motorola? I think they ruled in favor of
Motorola, I thought, over in China.
Yeah, I think it's a whole American-China thing. Okay, well, since you ruled in their favor –
also, I want to say in Russia, they also ruled in favor of Motorola. But here in America, it's
Apple. They're
going
to try to do Apple. And it really, who cares? It's all – Do you think the consumers really care?
I don't.
No.
Yeah, because I am never going to confuse a Motorola for an Apple. Because why? There's a great big flipping apple on the back of the apple. And I'm not dumb. So, seriously. They're going to do similar things. They're going to look similar. You know, the black plastic, the screen, touch screens, maybe a little bit of rounded corners, but I'm never going to confuse the two. They're going to look different.
Even the case, they both do the same thing. It's not like you have this, you know, one does this.
Yeah, exactly.
They need to just stop.
Yeah. All right, there's a new indie game in town called City Tuesday. Chris Sukowski, in association with Return to Adventure Mountain LLC, releases his new independently produced game, City Tuesday. This open-world platformer allows players to explore the last 5 minutes before a terrorist attack. You play a man who has become stuck reliving those 5 minutes before the disaster. To save lives, you must learn the city, track down the bombs, and possibly become unstuck from time.
Oh.
I think the unique graphics are what first catches people's eyes, says developer Chris Sikowski. However, I think they will be surprised by the looping time mechanic, which is sadly underused gameplay style. City Tuesday is available September 18th on the Xbox Live Indie Game Marketplace.
Oh.
So that was yesterday for 80 Microsoft points.
I want to play that.
I know. That actually sounds good. The game is featured along with 8 other games in the Xbox Live Summer Uprising 3.
Is it? You said City Tuesday? I got to write that down.
City Tuesday. They say clever puzzles that you must de-puzzle in order to get the bombs. A time-traveling mechanic that lets you replay the same day over and over. It's just like reliving junior high, so you can say all the right things. Indie-style monochrome graphics so that you can tell your spouse that your video game hobby is actually an artistic and intellectually stimulating pursuit. And whatever Gerard Depardieu is supposed to be. Anyway,
you are in trouble for that one.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play that. I'm gonna. You know what, you guys? They're trying to do some Borderlands 2 this weekend. I don't know. I may be doing some City Tuesday. Y'all may be in trouble.
That does sound kind of addictive and a little bit sad. I'm kind of curious. If any of y'all have played this, is this based off in New York City? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Because on one hand, I'm like, this could be an awesome game, and I'm sure it's still going to be an amazing game, but I'm a little bit worried about people getting... I mean, because you know there are people that are literally living this nightmare, more or less.
Yeah, you know what the concept is based off of? You ever heard of the Cassandra effect?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, this is a concept from Greek mythology. Well, there was a Greek goddess who could see the future. I forgot why she was punished, but she could see the future, but she could never tell anybody. She could never warn them of what was going to happen. And even if she did, nobody believed her. And no matter what she did, she couldn't change it. This is what this concept is based on. I love the idea.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
So if you could change the future, what could you do? What would you do if you knew what was going to happen? I love that. I love that. This is already sounding like it's heart-wrenching. I can't wait to play it.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. I'm just thinking about it. My heart's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so sad. How would you...
I know. I'm afraid this game would actually make me cry again and again and again.
If it makes me cry, they're going to earn a Game of the Year award from us.
Yeah.
we don't give out awards, but they will earn that. Medal of Honor, one of the ones, Medal of Honor made me cry. I couldn't play it past the first level. All right. Metro, you know, my game I'm in love with, that I've never played, by the way. Metro 2033 film rights have been grabbed up by MGM.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. According to The Hollywood Reporter, this actually happened a few days ago, but thought I'd share it with you now. MGM has picked up the film rights for Dmitry Glukowski's, I'm sorry, dude, German here, not Russian. It's just science fiction novel, Metro 2033. The novel was the basis for THQ's first-person shooter, Metro 2033. The film screenplay will be penned by newcomer F. Scott Frazier. Breaking Bad executive producer Mark Johnson will also be producing the film via through his Granvia Productions firm. The sequel to Metro 2033, Metro Last Night, the trailer that I'm in love with, is being developed by 4A Games with a planned release window in the first quarter of 2013, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it because the trailer is hot.
Hot to see it.
You've seen that trailer because I was running it to death when it came out.
Okay.
That one that has...
I haven't seen it all, though. I'm going to see it again. Yeah.
It's so artistic. That's how you do a game trailer. It's so sexy.
That does sound totally hot. You know, I'm sorry. I'm still going over the Guild Wars stuff that I was watching last night. Seriously, that was so hot.
Well.
All right. So, Torchlight 2 soundtrack for free.
Oh, now nice.
With just one day until the release of Runa Games' latest action RPG, and now with online play and LAN support, Torchlight 2, they thought it would be a good time to mention that you can download the soundtrack to the game for absolutely 100% free. The full free soundtrack can be downloaded from torchlight2game.com. It's been mixed and mastered specifically in professional CD quality.
Nice.
Torchlight 2, unlike Diablo 3, lets you play your offline characters online. And it also doesn't require you to always be logged into a server in order to play when you're playing the single player part of the game.
Nice.
Yeah, they say plus it's cheaper. It's only $14.95. Awesome. Okay, so if you're interested in that, you can get yours over on Steam or torchlight2game.com.
All right. And GLaDOS is not going to let this play. I was hoping she would, but she's like, no. Yeah, she's not going to let that play. Anyway, it is time for us to go. So you guys know where to find us, right?
New.gamingatrix.com. Twitter, nope. Facebook, Google+, Pinterest.
Oh, wow. Where aren't we?
We're all over the place.
And some places you have, in some places you have not yet discovered that we have. And when you get there, you'll be like, how did they get here before me? Because that's how we roll.
There's a new one we're checking out, too. At least supposed
to be
checking out.
Well, we'll probably be talking about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold on it. I don't know what to do with it.
I need to open up and look at it.
Well, when you look at it, you tell me if you figure it out, because I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm not really sure. Maybe I need to read some FAQs. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you lovely peoples out there, we will see you bright and early tomorrow. Make sure you're here. You know where we be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play me some City Tuesday sometime tonight. I got to do this.
Yeah. I'm trying my hardest to stay away from Guild Wars 2. I need to finish packing and everything, but God, I don't want to play.
You look, I haven't had time to go pick up Frankie's parts, and you know, man, let me just tell y'all, this weekend, I may not talk to any of y'all. I may have this City Tuesday if it's good. I may have me some Sims up in the mix. It's going to be a good weekend. I'm just saying. They're just like, All right, Ginger, I'll be making some witch hats, too.
Yes, witch hats. No.
I got a bunch of designs. I have to show them to you later. Anyway, we got to go, people. See ya. Ginger,
I know.
Give them a kiss.
Later, boys and girls.